Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. Last week I was joined in the studio by Labour Party Councillor George Lawler. He has concerns over the funding crisis at technological universities. And during the course of our conversation, Dr. Ray Griffin was mentioned because he was subject of an article in the Irish Times and then on in the Journal. And Dr. Ray is in studio with me this morning. Thank you for travelling down on this very wet and windy Monday morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Paddling down.
Paddling down is the word. So we heard from Councillor Lawler in relation to this. We've also heard from other concerned people in the whole academic area as well. What is happening with this, Ray? And what's the position with the funding for the TUs?
Okay, so I haven't really publicly spoken about this for 2.5 years, just to give the new university a chance to get into motion. And we have great new leadership and they're playing a blinder in trying to bring together the Carlow, the Wexford and the Waterford campus, and even the Kilkenny campus. A lot of people forget Kildalton in this. And you know, 2.5 years later, with the Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris, now elevated to bigger and better things, it's a good time to kind of assess where we are and how the thing is progressing, because a lot of what government promised has not happened yet. And this has real implications for the young people in our region, their ability to stay and learn and make their lives in Wexford and across the region. And promises were made at the time of the technological university that this was going to be a transformative, game-changing kind of, that the investment that was held up for the previous decade, including the Wexford campus, all of this would be unlocked and we'd quickly get on with the task of building the future. What's actually happened is the management of the new university have been left to deal with a very complicated merger with none of the resources and none of the new things that would make the transformation really meaningful. And it's very important when I say this to say that every day SETU is very effective for the students and learners that are there. The staff are really committed to the merger. The management are really committed to the merger. It's just the stuff that we were supposed to get from government hasn't arrived in.
Other worrying trends are student enrolments are down across the sector, reaching into double figures for most of those affected. How does that affect Waterford? How does it affect Carlow? How does it affect Wexford?
Well, I suppose, so over the last 5 years, broadly, the student numbers are treading water or slightly down in all higher education. The universities have grown every year in the last 5 years, and every single one of the new TUs, from the year they were established, their recruitment has dropped a little bit. Not a huge amount, but just a little bit.
And why is that?
Well, it's hard to actually say, but I suppose people had a strong affinity for the old brands and the new brands are unknown. They're growing and the awareness of SETU from Carlow Institute of Technology and Waterford Institute of Technology and the Wexford campus, they're kind of growing. But I suppose the real reason is the universities are being resourced at a much greater level than the technological universities, and the transformation hasn't happened, so the new resources haven't come in, and managers in the TUs, and this isn't my own TU particularly, I think we have really good management across the sector, but it's a very complicated thing to bring together two large institutions, and if you don't have the resources, so if you don't have new things to pay for growth, attention becomes about kind of like how to integrate things.
And how do you fix it, Ray?
Well, so we asked for 5 things in the technological university. The first thing we asked for was new disciplines, new academic disciplines. So the brain drain effect across the region, and Wexford is the exact same as the rest of the region, is running at around 35%, 36% of students stay in the southeast, and about 65% leave. And those that leave are, most of them are leaving for courses they can't do here, in teacher training, in medicine, in veterinary, in pharmacy. And so we only have half the curriculum. And so we asked for new disciplines, and we've asked for teacher training, pharmacy and veterinary, and government has said they're looking at it. But this is 2 to 4 years down the road of the technological university. The other thing we've asked for is new buildings.
Where?
So there's four buildings have been asked for in Waterford. Five buildings, four through normal development and one through PPP. There hasn't been a new building in Waterford in over 20 years, a new teaching building.
Okay.
And we were told until the Technological University happens, there'd be no new building. And of course, there's also a proposal for a building in Carlow, and there's the large development of a campus in Wexford. Important to say, when you talk about Wexford, there's already a campus in Wexford. There's 1,000 students there. So 1/6 of all Wexford students who are in higher education are being taught in Wexford.
What's the position with Wexford? The CPO, where are we with our campus, by your understanding?
So the last update we had...
Our new state-of-the-art campus.
Yeah. So a 19,000 square metre teaching and administration building, which is partially to replace the substandard accommodation that's there with a new modern purpose-built accommodation, and partially to allow for growth and for us to find new activities and new functions that will work in Wexford. So, like, that was first proposed in 2011 by Rory Quinn, the Minister for Education. And, you know, we're many, many years down the road from that. And the last update we have is from November 2023, which is that the CPO has hit another milestone called Notice to Treat. That typically takes 6 months, as far as I know, in a normal situation. So maybe by the end of the summer, we have that site bought. And then we start doing planning permission. That's another 2 years. And then we start going out to tender. So it might be the next government or the one after that that is actually building.
So realistically, how far away are we in County Wexford? If you're a parent of a child who's currently in second year in a secondary school anywhere in County Wexford, and you would like to see your child go to this state-of-the-art campus in Wexford, realistically, what year? Could you give me any idea of what year that student will actually enter the doors of the new campus?
Anybody who has attempted to do that has been made a fool of, because this is about who's at cabinet and them calling the shots. This cabinet won't call the shot. The minister that's walking out the door of his department today will not be the minister calling the shots. So we simply don't know.
But you can give me some sort of a ballpark figure. Are we talking 10 years' time?
Anything between never and by the end of this year. Because if you had a minister who put their shoulder to the wheel, who made this happen, who unlocked all this stuff and stopped making promises and not delivering, which is what we've been having since 2011. Everybody within the region, good people, our students, our staff, our management, and important to identify myself as an independent academic, SETU management can talk for themselves, but have been working on making this happen. And we've been writing the business cases, shaping up the proposals, and it gets to cabinet, and there it waits.
You're a straight talker. I'm a straight talker. I'll give it to you straight down the barrel. There is a train of thought that it behoves somebody like you that the longer Wexford's campus takes to happen, it suits you and it suits people like you in Waterford, because the brain drain from Wexford to Waterford continues. So I let you. That's the question straight down the barrel to you.
So, and I definitely have views on that, because students get to choose where they want to go to do their courses. So it's students filling out their CAO form, and that has to be really attractive. And we know historically smaller campuses haven't been very effective. Maynooth in Kilkenny, the Tipperary Institute, and whatever. But there's a difference here.
But what's your direct response to the question? Don't sidestep it on me now, Ray. Yeah. So I'm asking you straight. Are you in favour? The longer this goes on, does it suit you that Waterford benefits from the brain drain of Wexford students?
Well, no. Absolutely not. No. Like, what I want is great options for people from the southeast. And we have half of the curriculum we need, and the resource base for that is not as good as it is elsewhere. So I want better facilities for students from this region, and I want better options. Bear in mind that there are students from Waterford who commute to Carlow. There are students from Waterford that commute to Wexford.
And they want to do so.
Yeah. So it's up to the people running these courses to make them effective. So, for example, like an amazing example of that is in Kildalton, the agriculture degree. So if you're a farmer and you want to get your agriculture degree so that you can inherit your farm, There's two places to do it. UCD, South County Dublin, and in Waterford, the old WIT. But that campus is based in Kilkenny, in Kildalton, in a state-of-the-art campus that is incredibly successful. And that course goes toe-to-toe with UCD and is better in many people's views. So we have to figure out what's going to work in all these campuses. Yeah. But management at the moment, and I've incredible sympathy for the position they've been put into, because government have promised them the ability to borrow, which they don't have. The universities have. Most universities have $250 million in borrowing, so they can build student accommodations, they can build teaching buildings if they make sense and get on with it, whereas we have to go begging for money.
Basically, I'm just analysing what you're saying to me. You believe the playing pitch is uneven at the moment, and it's favouring the other university as opposed to the technological university. Is that what you're saying to me today?
I can't quite work out what's happening.
Right.
Because we were promised...
But you're concerned. Yeah.
We were promised this great future under the technological university, that government would change. They would give new lecturing contracts. They would build student accommodation. Yeah. They'd build a campus in Wexford. They'd build the new buildings in Waterford and in Carlow. And they'd make this region as competitive and successful as other regions in Ireland. And that future has not happened yet. And it's not happened because of cabinet ministers not pressing the button on all the projects that, including the Wexford campus.
Thank you for your honesty and for coming down in studio and for answering the questions. And I'm sure there are people saying that we didn't raise other issues as well. But where to now from this?
Well, we will be looking at a new minister. And we'll be looking at a new Taoiseach. I think there needs to be a turnover in politics. We've a weird Dublin Cork cabinet, and you just see the crazy, mad stuff they are doing in Dublin and Cork. Like, it is obscene, the projects that are going ahead in those locations. There's a business school being built in Cork for €125 million. It's the same size as SETU's business school. €125 million. That's insane sums of money to be spending on a business school that you could build for €30 or €40 million. And we can't get our business school built. We can't get our campus in Wexford at a fraction of that money built. And they're getting it ahead. And why are they getting that? Presumably it's because Simon Coveney, Micheál Martin, Michael McGrath have been sitting at cabinet and spending the love on UCC. And as disgusting as it is, I think until we're back at cabinet, or the game has changed. And I think politics has got a memo with the last referendum and where all the polls are and stuff, that things have to change. And I just look at the way political parties in the South East were organised. Like, in 2011, there were 7 Fine Gael seats in the South East. Half of all the seats in the South East were Fine Gael. And with Kyo and JP Phelan proposing to leave, that means all of that generation will have left and there will be none of them left. And they were the people we looked to unlock this, because they were sitting at cabinet and they were the power brokers.
Interesting days ahead. Thank you for joining me in studio, and safe trip back.
Okay, thank you.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.